Let's turn now to the Eastern Sierra. A new 3-dam project could be built within the next few years near Bishop. While many see it as a form of clean energy, some locals are concerned about the effects it could have on the wilderness area. On the line with me is Curtis Alexander. He's an environmental reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he's been following this story. So tell me about this dam project near Bishop.
Well, Premium Energy, which is a Los Angeles County-based consultant, is looking to build a pumped hydro storage project in the Bishop area of the Owens Valley. This is essentially a hydroelectric facility that's going to be used to store power. It's kind of like a giant battery. And what they want to do is put a couple of dams on one of two waterways to the west of Bishop and pump water from the creek or the river up thousands of feet to larger reservoirs.
So where is this electricity going to be used? Is it going to be used primarily in Southern California?
It's not clear at this point where the power is going to be used. The application for the project states that it could be used by the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power or Southern Edison Company. Both of those utilities have transmission lines in the area. So what the applicant wants to do is try to tap into these electricity lines and get one of these two utilities to buy the power.
And I know there's some concerns from the area residents. Can you tell me about some of those concerns?
There are neighbors downstream of the proposed dam that just don't want to have a dam in their backyard for fear that there could be problems with it. It could leak or even have even bigger problems and drown their neighborhoods. There's environmentalists as well as the U.S. Forest Service that has weighed in on the proposal, saying that they're concerned about the project basically plugging a river. When a river is plugged, you're going to have problems for fish flows. There's a lot of mountain biking back in there. There's a lot of wilderness camping. It just would basically change the nature of this area from a wilderness to more of a industrial center.
Areas in around Southern California and specifically LA County tend to extract a lot of resources from that area, including water and energy. And do you think there's kind of some resistance just because it's from Southern California?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're onto something. The Owens Valley hasn't always had a great relationship with Southern California, and that dates back 100, 150 years when Los Angeles acquired most of the water rights to the Owens Valley and dried up a lot of waterways as they took the water to Southern California. So I do think that that's in the back of their minds. If they're not resentful, they're certainly keeping an eye on any new attempts to divert water for either water supplies or power for Southern California.
Is there any folks who are very, you know, gung-ho about this project in the area?
I don't know about too many folks in the area who are gung-ho about the project, but I have spoken with people in the energy industry and some economists who are supportive of pumped hydro storage projects. I think one of the takeaway messages here is how much of a demand there is for these types of projects. Pumped hydro storage, as we talked about earlier, is a good way to store power. And right now, there's a lot of surplus renewable energy on the grid. There's a lot of wind and solar power. And obviously, these sources of electricity are sporadic. They don't produce all the time. So rather than having power companies run off of fossil fuel-driven power, dirtier power, when the renewable sources aren't producing, they can use these pumped hydro projects to generate cleaner electricity during those downtime.
Yeah, so it's considered a green energy, but it could be affecting some natural landscapes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's green energy, but putting in dams is not necessarily a green venture. And the state has sort of wrestled with this problem as they've tried to increase the amount of renewable energy. Right now, the state has a goal of getting 60% of its power from renewable sources by 2030. And hydroelectricity is not counted toward that goal because of its environmental consequences.
All right. I think I'll have to leave it there. Curtis, thanks so much for talking with us.
I hope that helps out.
Curtis Alexander is the San Francisco Chronicle's environmental reporter.